Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for being here. This is Tena. And thank you once again very much to co-creating this call with me. This is the third and the last call in the Relationship with Money series. In this series, we clear blocks that prevent us from creating loving relationship with money. And in today's call, we will explore and clear our wounded part who believe that only the money can save us and bring us fulfillment, peace, joy, and success. So something about the money and the victim consciousness. Although money is a neutral object for energy exchange, because of being embedded in victim consciousness, when we use it with the energy of victim, that is the energy of powerless, inferior, resent, guilt, insult, energy of being exploited, highly stressed, overwhelmed. Okay, something is rising up. Okay, just be in your body and relax. We imprint opposite negative polarity into money consciousness, and we reinforce victim game among us. And the opposite negative pole of victim are savior and abuser. It's a victim triangle. And when we use money with the energy of savior, wanting to save ourselves or somebody else, we imprint the victim energy into money consciousness, and the game rolls on. And here is just a quick reminder what victim consciousness is and how we play it. It is the level of consciousness that is based on fear. The most of humanity operates from that level. Based on anti-life, dark energy, energy of destruction, of lack, of not being enough, not having enough resources for everyone. This is the energy of competition, separation. And what happened? If you fear, it is not going to be enough for me, I'm not going to make it. If there is a fear, then there is a separation. And we act toward each other like competitors. If I eat food, then it will be no food for you. If he eats food, that there will be no for me and for my kids. Well, it's an old paradigm, and now we are entering new paradigm that is based on love, unconditional love, the natural laws, the laws of our creator. And the law is, just check the nature, how nature does it. If you plant the seed, what can you expect? Of course, at least 10 folds more, 100, thousands. It's the different energy of abundance. And that is the truth. That is our legacy. So there were many situations in this lifetime and in our past life when and where we used money to save us from our feelings. Of course, we thought money is going to save us like from prison or whatever. However, the core is our feelings. We use money to save us from facing our core fears, like a fear of failure, fear of being exposed, fear of being publicly seen, fear of death, fear of being publicly humiliated, or people use money for saving us from responsibility for our deeds. So I suppose that everyone witnessed at least once in lifetimes situation where a kid yells in public space and parents buy him whatever he or she wants just to stop yelling. Well, in that case, parents used money to save them from his yelling. And why? Because they feel embarrassed, to save him from being feeling embarrassed. And I suppose, well, you at least you heard about situation when people give money to doctors to save their loved one. It's particularly common in my country. No, there are a long waiting list, and if you want to get an appointment and to receive cure faster, then some people know to put the envelope and to bribe. It's the corruption energy. Or of course, there is really common situation in our country where people use money to get a job. And it's mostly for a job that people are not qualified enough. And also there are situations when parents use money to save their kids from failure in college. So they buy them a diploma, or even use money for not being persecuted for a crime they committed or their kids committed. You know, money is used to save from what? From situation that will bring us that will, you know, bring us to face our own wounds. Yeah. So you can see there are a lot of situations where we used money to save us from facing ourselves. And what happened in that cases? It's common. It's common that when people like buy a job and they are not qualified for that job, they make create more harm, and the whole society, whole community suffers. And of course, the victim game is playing. And here is one more common example of using money to save someone. Have you ever borrowed money to damsel in distress, to a person who is in a great need and only amount of money can save him or her from terrible even event? I will share my personal experience. We had a family friend that were in burning situation. You know, they came to us and said, okay, we have to pay electricity. If we don't pay the electricity, we will be expelled from our apartment. And the guy asked my husband for a let, and he gave him, of course. And because he, you know, he's a good one, and he wanted to save him from a terrible destiny. And what really happened, they were expelled just a few months later, and he never got his money back. So was that help? No, it was saving, you know, rescuing. And from that, he rescued his from something that was inevitable to face, you know, to face himself, to happen what really need to be happening. Okay, and everywhere where we acted and reacted when we could, where we could not recognize the situation, is that a situation of saving, you know, saving or helping? No, it's a big difference. If you save someone, it's not helping them. It's postponing the inevitable result. However, if you give someone a hand to say, okay, you can do that and that and that, and he's bringing his money to himself, he's earning it in some way, then it's okay. You know, okay, I saw that job, you can work, you know, part-time there, and you can earn money for paying the rent. It will be totally different situation in totally different energy. Okay, so we learned from our childhood that anything can be solved by money, at least most of us, that money can provide us satisfaction or save our face. We learned that from early years. And also we learned that we are not successful because we didn't have enough money to support us. And that's briefly our clearing topic for today. So let's put an intention for this call. Okay, take a deep breath. Our intention is to clear all layers of our wounded part, our ego self that operates from fear, that is scared to face core fears, that cannot see any other possibility and believe only money can save us from fear, from rejection, from shame, from blame, guilt, failure. To clear all anti-life energy imprints from our field, our memory, all resistance to see deeply hidden parts of ourself that control and keep us enslaved in belief system that only money can bring us love, peace, joy, and fulfillment. To understand layers of ego, to completely forgive ourselves for using money to save us from facing our deepest fears, to forgive ourselves for perpetuating a separation with our higher self, and to bring all our soul pieces that are stuck in darkness back to us in the name of one light. As a clearing tool, we will use self-directed compassion statements. It's a compassion key modality where you will give yourself compassion by repeating the phrase aloud, of course, if it is possible, after me. And at some point, we will transfer to spiritual acceleration where you just relax and observe sensation in your body. And this healing is effective now and in the future now for anyone who listened to it. Okay? So let's now connect to the light. Once again, take a deep breath, close your eyes, and connect to the light, get 100 meters tall, see, sense, or feel the light. Expand, connect to the unity consciousness, crystal star, unity intelligence, the mind and the heart of all that is. You're now in the knowing that you are a co-creator, gifted with your own special divine blueprint that contains all virtues and attributes of the prime creator, God source, all that is. You know that you are light, you were light, and you will always be the light. Now, let the light, universal law, improves the energetic structures living inside your own physical form, and to improve other types of structures and help you to achieve beneficial, clear, and efficient results in relationship with money, to bring you money in your reality. And this is because you intend to live in harmony with the one law. Now, the light with the command of universal law is clearing energetic imbalances of the first ego layer. The light is entering the root layer of your unconscious mind that functions like a hard drive for the ego. It's clearing multiple cellular memory storage from all your live streams, times, spaces, dimensions, in between lifetimes, the light is clearing four main areas of cellular memory record. The light is clearing the record of abuse, trauma, shock, devastation. Clear. Now the light is healing your autonomic nervous system. It's rewiring your nervous system. It's healing your autonomic bodily functions. It's clearing and healing all unhealed trauma memories in these four main areas that created many kinds of physical symptoms and disease. It's opening your nervous system, your bodily functions to heal themselves. Okay, heal, heal. Now, the light, with the command of universal law, is entering the second layer, the instinctual layer of ego. Okay, opening, which remains a part of the unconscious mind. It's entering your pain body. Okay, all that is stored in pain body, okay, is enlightening. It is opening you to be willing to pay attention to instinctual drives through dedicated self-awareness. Okay, it's opening, light. It's clearing second wall of separation. Okay, all unworthiness, all records that are stored and that carry the energy of unworthiness. I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. It's clearing light. Okay. It's clearing all records of shame. Shame. I'm shameful. All energetic imprints that are stored in the second layer, in your cells, cellular memory that is holding shame. Okay, light. Guilt. Okay. Shame and guilt, shame and e-guilt imprints. Records clear. Lack of trust, self-doubt. Okay, lack of trust, self-doubt. Okay. Records, show me records where lack of trust and self-doubt is energetically stored. Clear. Entering the betrayal, betrayer, energetic imprints of betrayal and abandonment, okay? Everywhere from your pain body, okay, light, okay, cellular memory that holds energy of betrayal and abandonment, clear, okay? Now entering the anger, rage, okay? Anger, yeah, it's a lot of that. Okay, anger, rage, stored in the pain body. Okay, light. Okay, instinctual layer that is stored, rage and fear in that. Light. Clear. And, entrapment, enslavement. Okay. Second wall. Entrapment, enslavement, energy imprints from your self, light. Clear. And the second wall is down. Okay. The second wall is down, light. Now, the light is entering the third internal layer, conscious mind layer of the ego, which you perceive as a self or personality. Okay, light. It is formed by making judgments of people and the external circumstances. So let's clear the judgments. Judgments of people. And it's deeply connected with the first and second, and now, okay, like, so sometimes happen when you clear the judgment and the judgments appear again, it's because the first and second layer are still on. It's okay, light, okay, now it is this, the light is dismantling your walls of separation and pain body, which created the judgments, which build the house of ego. Light. It's enlightening and clearing all coping mechanism that you created to deal with the harshness experience in 3D world, in this world. Yeah, it was really hard world to live in. Okay? It's clearing addiction and lust. It's the coping mechanism. Yeah, okay, it's a lot of them. Yeah, and the sadness is connected with that. Yeah, okay, yeah, with addiction and loss, it's deep sadness connected. Clear. Okay, bring now worth, rage. Okay, light. Wrath. Wrath, rage. Okay, light. Bring that. Clear. Okay, greed, okay, clear, envy and jealousy, yeah, okay, for now, what happened with envy and jealousy? You see other people successful and you envy them. It's because you believe you cannot achieve that success. So it's an envy. And when you feel the envy, you're sending the signal, I'm not capable of achieving that. But when you celebrate other people's success, that means, okay, wow, if he could do that or she, wow, I can do that as well. So let's bring those envy and jealousy and clear those patterns. Vibration clear. Okay. Gluttony and waste. Light. Bring that up. Gluttony and waste. Okay. Okay, and bring the energy of laziness and discouragement. Okay, discouragement and laziness. Okay. There are lots of thought forms, like excuses, originates from that laziness coping mechanism. Okay, bring that. And it's also connected with the fear of failure. Okay, clear. And let's clear the pride and self-importance. Yeah, pride is like a positive and self-importance negative pole. It's the polarities. It's those negative polarities. Negative ego creates the negative polarities. And bring all those negative polarities and vow those agreements that we will experience that, and that we will not allow them to heal, clear, with ease. Clear. It's a new paradigm. We don't need it anymore. Okay. Now, see the light and take feed line of platinum energy. Start to gather around you. Okay. Create a shield with your six-pointed star 20 inches below your feet, standing in the center of your foundation, your spiritual house. You are in your core. You are in your pillar. You feel it. You feel your strength. You feel your strength. You feel your pillar of protection. It belongs to you and to no one else. This is your covenant and protection with God always. Now, as you feel your foundation, start to sense and see that your shield, the platinum light energy, emits off your foundation and feel it building a circle pillar of platinum sparked white light around you, infusing your body, infusing the parts of your cells that kept those cellular memory of negative polarity, the light is infusing every cell, every pore of your energy system with a beautiful sparked, platinum sparked white light. It protects you, it holds you, it supports you. It is your foundation and it is your security. Okay, just take a deep breath. Now we are going to start with the compassion key, particularly designed for this topic. And at some point, transfer to spiritual acceleration. And after that, we will open the call for one-on-ones. Okay, focus on your heart center, solar plexus, and repeat after me in exact order. I'm so sorry. You believed money will save you from yourself. I'm so sorry you believed money will save you from your feelings. I'm so sorry you believed money will save you from your painful experiences. I'm so sorry you were programmed that only money can save you. I'm so sorry people are programmed to use money to save them from taking responsibility. I'm so sorry you believed money will save you from loneliness. I'm so sorry you believed money will save you from feeling not good enough. I'm so sorry you believed money will save you from failure. I'm so sorry you believed money will save you from guilt. I'm so sorry you believed money will save you from despair. I'm so sorry you waited for your savior, but he never came. I'm so sorry you waited for money, but it never appeared. I'm so sorry you believed Money will save you. But he stabbed you in the back. I'm so sorry. You believed money will come to save you from failure, but it didn't appear. I'm so sorry. Money never shows when you need it. I'm so sorry. Money betrayed you. I'm so sorry. You confused money with love. I'm so sorry you're sad because there is no savior in your life. I'm so sorry you're sad because there is no money in your life. I'm so sorry you're sad because your savior betrayed you. I'm so sorry you're safe. You're sad because money betrayed you. I'm so sorry your savior stabbed you in the back. I'm so sorry money stabbed you in the back. I'm so sorry you expected savior to save you. But instead, he abused you. I'm so sorry you expected money to save you, but he left you down. I'm so sorry, there is no savior in your life. I'm so sorry, there is no money in your life. I'm so sorry, you cannot rely that money will come in your life. I'm so sorry you cannot rely on your savior. I'm so sorry you believed in fairy tales, but fairy tales do not exist. I'm so sorry you believed in money, but money doesn't exist in your life. I'm so sorry you feel desperate because the illusion of someone coming to save you is broken. I'm so sorry you feel desperate because Savior does not exist in your life. I'm so sorry you feel desperate because money does not exist in your life. I'm so sorry you forget that you do not need Savior to save you. I'm so sorry you forget that you do not need money to save you. I'm so sorry you don't know how will you help yourself. I'm so sorry you don't know how will you live without money in your life. I'm so sorry your fears are stronger than your light. I'm so sorry you do not choose to break the wall of fear now. I'm so sorry you do not let your light heal your fears now. I'm so sorry money enslaved you. I'm so sorry you forget that you choose to experience enslavement. I'm so sorry you don't choose to clear that wall now. Clear light. Okay. Okay, now let me check something. Okay, yes. We're going to spiritual acceleration to accelerate our healing. Mm-hmm. Okay, everywhere where you connected the money, the energy of money, the money consciousness with the fears and the block that keeps fear and money tied together and connected. Okay, money equal fears, lack of money equal fears, having money equal fears, okay, because the fears if someone will get, will rob you, and if you don't make money, you fear, how will you survive? Okay, everywhere where you, wow, connected the fear, money and the fear, light, light, and the energy of savior from fear, money will save me from fear, okay. Okay, from all lifetime, space, dimensions, realities, let's bring that to the surface, light, okay, money will save me from the fear, money will erase the fear, heal the fear from my life. Only money can heal the fear. Yeah, okay, like I did this from belly going. Okay, just be in the body and bring that up. Bring that up. All lifetimes, based men's realities and thoughts, beliefs. All energy patterns that connected money and fear. Okay, let's bring that. Okay, big guns present. Okay, who did that? Let's bring that implant that you hold in your energy body, in physical body, in the form and energy that carries the belief and the energetic connection, money and fear. Okay, money and fear, saving and feeling fear, not saving, feeling fear, light. Wow, two agreements. Okay, that you will allow to have that implant clearly. Now it's time to let it go. Okay. Okay, let's clear now. Okay, second layer. Shock. Money and shock. There is no one to save. There is you, everywhere where you did not have money to save you from shock. And because of not having money to save you from this terrible event by your loved ones being killed, murdered, persecuted. Okay, light. Yeah, money and shock. Everywhere where money did not came to save you and cause the shock. And that shock you carry because of money. Let's bring it up for all lifetime specimens realities. Let's clear. All shock connected with the money. And everything what is connected with that shock, lack of trust. Okay, shame and lack of trust. Yeah, and betrayal, the energy of betrayal because of the shock. Shock and betrayal. Money betrayed me. Yeah, okay, debt. And I didn't have money to save me, so I betrayed. To save my kids, so I betrayed, to save my loved ones, and I betrayed them because I didn't have money. Okay, light. Clear. Okay, shock, and abandonment. Everywhere where your parents gave up of you, send you to the, house for abandoned kids. Because they did not have money to give you food. Okay, they could not save you because they didn't. There was no money to save you from being a abandoned child in the. This abandoned houses for children. Okay, abandoned child. Okay, like abandonment, but there is no money for food. So your parents got to give you there. Clear and shock of that. Light. Okay, when you play the role of parents and you did not have money to save your kids were sick, ill, and you did not have money to save them, because you believed only money can save them. There is no other way to save them except to pay someone. Well, there is always other way, but we were programmed to like that. Okay, let's bring those like of all lifetimes, basements, reality, shock and abandonment, connection, shock and abandonment, because there was no money to save you, to save your kids. Clear. Now, that is the shock, trauma, trauma. Everywhere where you hold, okay, cellular memory, you hold energy imprints of trauma because of, what's that? What kind of trauma? It's the sexual trauma. Okay. When you did not have money to pay someone not to abuse you. All of those didn't have money, to take care of myself, to save myself, so I got to be, I let myself to be abused, to lose my integrity, light, okay, not saying no, not being able to say no, because I didn't have money to give me power, to give me confidence, so I gave Okay, light. Clear. Clear. Clear light, like all entities that are connected with that trauma. Okay, let's go, light the fire. There is your, it's not your body. Okay, just go, go, go. It's time to let go. Clear, clear, clear. Okay, trauma, physical trauma. Okay, let's bring those physical trauma connecting, not having money to for pay the doctors. They didn't, deep. Wherever from a lifetime space minutes realities where you were in deep pain, your life was in dangers and you needed doctor, but the doctors were corrupted or whatever, and you did not have that money to pay doctors and you died or your loved one died. Okay, like yes, and deep sadness and everything what is connected, this unfairness, yeah, a deep unfairness of not having money to heal my child, to heal my mom, to heal my dad, to heal my uncle. Yeah, okay, that's that. Yes, unfairness. Okay, unfairness. Okay, light. Okay, light. All those betrayals, the country betray me, the doctors betray me, light. Clear. Okay, let's bring and clear the second side of the same role, everywhere where you play the role of that doctor that was using, they did not want to heal because they didn't give you money. And the feel of, yeah, the feel of guilt because those people died. Okay, let's guilt. Okay, light. And all those excuses that ego created, let's bring that. Self-punishment, pride, okay, light, greed, yeah, greed, a lot of greed, let's bring that up, bring this greed, light, bring it, just be in your body, just bring that up. Clear. Vow to agreements that you will have that experience, that you will involve in the drama play, and the greed is stronger than your light. Clear. Okay, let's go. Entities of the greed. Okay, it's not your body. Let's bring that frequency out and all those energy forms that are connected with that, light, light up, your loved ones is coming for you, it's time to let go. Okay, light. Okay, devastation, let's clear the devastation because of money, because not having money or having money. Okay, let's do that. Having a lot of money. Okay, a lot of money and being involved in a devastation, like the Emperor Nero devastated the Rome, they burned the Rome. Okay, devastation, the shock of devastation. Everywhere where you experience total devastation and you're carrying that frequency in your body. And the shame, lots of shame connected with that. Okay, like, yeah, where is that? Okay, shame and guilt. Okay, and entrapment. No, okay, not being able to release that. Okay, and all connection with dark forces that keep that present in your memory. Okay, the light with the command of universal law is clearing that. Clear. Okay, light. Everywhere. Okay, let's do something around the shame. Shame. Okay. Everywhere where you used money to give you, to bring you something what did not, you did not deserve. Okay, from all lifetime pensions, realities, your lineage, mother's and father's lineage, when you did that, and you felt shame afterwards, and lied, that created a separation. Okay, that shame because of that kind of deeds. Okay, like everywhere where you used money for that, because you did not feel that you're good enough to do it honestly, and or the situation was simply like that. Clear, clear, okay, light, clear. Everywhere where you used money and where other people used money, that's collective, for bribe and corruption, to bring themselves, to bring myself, to bring yourself, to bring ourselves, something what we do not deserve, what is not created by our effort, by our sovereignty. Okay, light, bring that from all lifetime, space, dimensions, realities, and subconscious beliefs, subconscious excuses. Okay, let's bring those excuses. But everybody does do that, so it's normal. It's just system functions like that. Okay. Well, no. Okay, light. Clear. Clear. Okay, who is implanting that belief system? Okay, light. Wow, so some demons that you allow implants to be implanted in your field. Clear. In between lives. Clear. Okay, let's check now. Okay. Feeling overwhelmed. Extremely overwhelmed. Overwhelmed because you're out of control. So you use money to buy yourself peace because your kids were so annoying. It was easier to buy them something than to actually talk with them and to teach them. Okay. Wow, so agreements that you will play that game, that you will reinforce victim game and use money to save yourself from stress. Okay, for all lifetime, space, and realities. And everywhere where you did not have money to save yourself from stress, and then you blamed. You blame money. Oh, there is no money. If I just could have this money, then I will do that. Well, the truth is you can do it anyway. You can do it. And everywhere where you believe that you are not strong enough, not determined, do not have clarity, you are not connected with your inner guidance. And the reason was because you don't have money. Clear those beliefs. Okay, clear. Light. Okay, let me check what else. Okay, everywhere where you are energetically entrapped, enslaved in a matrix, victim consciousness matrix, that sends signals. You have to have money for being happy, for having a relationship. You have to have a fast car or whatever, you know, to save you from misery. Buy this and you will be happy. Buy that. Yes, spend money. Okay. Energy imprints that are connecting you with that consciousness. Clear, wow, those agreements that you will allow that you will be blind, you could not recognize that traps. Clear. Okay, what else? Okay, let's bring the walls. Yeah, is there anything that is still present, that is deep, shock. Okay, bring those shock. Okay, yeah, cool. What shock? What kind of shock? Something. Yes, a lot of. Okay. Shock of. You. Yeah, that's hurting. Not having my mind, so being hurt. And what else is stuck in the body that connects you with money play? That connects you with not being good enough to take care of myself, to bring the joy, peace, love, to connect with my higher self. Okay, let's bring that to the surface. What is still present and holds the walls? Holds the walls. Light, 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 light. Clear. Life has basement realities, any connections, any cellular memory that is remind. Lots of light, light, light. Light, rewiring belief systems. Yeah, you are powerful. Your power comes within you. Okay. Okay, and everywhere where there is negative polarity regarding money, to having money and then not having money. And that this negative polarity is playing and it's co-creating, it's repeatedly creating that drama game to have money and not to have money, you know, to feel happy and then to feel overwhelmed, stressed, okay, all stressed, overwhelmed because not having money, all those frequencies because of money. Well, like you can feel, you can feel perfect whether you have or not to have money, okay, likely because you're supported, your higher self supports you. Okay, let clear those fears. Okay, not having, I'm not going to have money, how can I pay my bills? Okay, like there is always a solution. Okay, not trusting to yourself. Everywhere where you were disconnected from yourself, did not trust the universe source. Okay, like your inner guides, your higher self. Clear. 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 Okay, light, light, light. What else? Yeah, that is lack of trust and self-doubt. Okay, let's bring those self-doubt from your instinctual layer. Okay, show me pain body, show me that self-doubt. Lack of trust and self-doubt that is connected with shock, devastation, abuse of trauma. Okay, lack of self-doubt. Okay, and that connection with the first and the second layer. Okay, self-doubt, lack of trust to your higher self, to your inner guidance. Okay, bring that back. From all lifetime space dimension realities, when you experience lack of trust, separation from your inner guidance. When you experience self-doubt, okay, light, clear. Okay, light, you're surrounded with beautiful light, and let's clear all those entities for reinforcing the energy of self-doubt in your being, and lack of trust and self-doubt. Wow, those agreements that you will allow yourself to experience that you will not allow yourself to be fully connected and fully trusting yourself. Okay, let's bring those judgments since from subconscious and conscious, that those thought patterns that reinforce self-doubt, okay, and the self-doubt and lack of trust that reinforce that, you know, rage, addiction, whatever, that self-doubt, addiction, and loss, lack of trust, wrath, and rage, lack of trust, greed, and self-doubt, okay, lack of trust, envy, jealousy, connection, lack of trust, gluttony, weight, connection, lack of trust and self-doubt with laziness. Okay, yeah, that's a big one. Everywhere where there is still in your field connection with lack of trust and self-doubt that creates laziness and discouragement in your field regarding money from and regarding any aspect of your life, everywhere where the lack of trust, self-doubt is reinforcing laziness and discouragement. Yeah, from all lifetime space events, realities. Clear, clear, clear light. Whack, cool. Okay. Let's, okay. And let's bring those connection with the betrayal, abandonment, and lust and wrath. Betrayal, abandonment, laziness, and discouragement. Betrayal, abandonment, and laziness. I'm not going to do the steps because every time I do it, they betray me. Every time when I take take an action, there is abandonment, there is discouragement. Okay, everywhere that connection. Okay, it's up on the head. Yeah, it's upper in your head. Like, clear, clear, clear. And everywhere where you subconsciously, everything what is happening, it's subconsciously because it's deeply embedded in your subconscious, where the discouragement, pride, and self-importance is betraying, yeah, it's creating the betrayal, the situation of betrayal. That means like you go somewhere and you have to come to appointment and there is buses late or something out of your control happened. Actually, it's not out of your control. It's just a fear that of abandonment, fear of betrayal, fear of being seen, fear. It's fear of failure. Okay? Everywhere where you created in your reality, subconsciously, the situation that you fail, that something out of your of you, something bigger than you, like a traffic, weather, stops you from doing something, enables this discouragement and laziness in your reality. Okay, I went there, but something happened. Okay, you have to go to your exam, but everywhere at the exam day there is a migraine. Okay, but it's whatever. Wow, like, clear, clear, clear. Okay, cool. What else? Let me show. Okay, now we are going to open a call for listeners. Yes, we have 20 minutes for one-on-one session, and who would like to raise hands? It's your turn now. Hello. How are you feeling?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Oh, so this is Eileen. I thought if no one raised their hand quickly, I would.
Thank you, Eileen.
So thank you. I just want to say the things that resonated the most with me, maybe there's more stuff there. It was the first thing you mentioned about worthiness, and maybe that was you're not worthy unless you have a lot of money, and or that shows your worthiness. And then you do not choose to break the wall of fear now. That money and fear, lots of tears around that. So I don't know if there's more stuff there.
Okay, so just tune into into yourself. Just feel it. What is where do you feel it in your body?
I feel trembling in my like jaw.
Okay.
And the words
Okay. Yeah.
they're gonna kill me.
Yeah. Okay. Just focus on your heart center and say, "I'm so sorry. You're in shock."
I'm so sorry you're in shock.
I'm so sorry. You're freezed.
I'm so sorry you're freezed.
I'm so sorry. You cannot move.
I'm so sorry you cannot move.
I'm so sorry. You don't know what to do.
I'm so sorry you don't know what to do.
I'm so sorry you cannot help yourself.
I'm so sorry you cannot help yourself.
I'm so sorry, there is no one to help yourself, to help you.
I'm so sorry, there is no one to help you.
Okay, just be in your body, just be in your body. Okay, let's bring those lifetime when you experience a tremendous shock, light, enlightening, vows, agreements, be all of that. You will have that experience, like, all of those people who created the shock, co-created the shock from you, with you, light, vows, agreements, clear. Just be in your body, just be, let that shock, let that energy of shock and just go, just melt your love, your heart is melting it, light, okay, clear, light. Okay, all helplessness, all shock, trauma and shock, energy of shock, clear, release, and that is for all of us, release. Okay, breaking that fold, okay, that cellular memory that hold that shock, okay, everywhere in your body, in your DNA, show me DNA, the layers in DNA where those shock is stored. Okay, show me the layers where the shock, the trauma, being frozen, not being able to move. Okay, not being able to move. Light. Clear. Okay, lineage, mother's lineage, father's lineage. Light. Bring the light, enlighten all those lifetime space dimension realities. Clear. Okay, opening a crown, letting your light enlighten, soothe, calm, relax. Nurturing, loving, nurturing energy. Okay, light, yeah, it's pouring to your body, yeah. Okay, you can scream, you can say whatever you want, okay. And the belief, the subconscious belief that you that created from that shock, from the trauma, okay, I cannot speak for myself, I cannot, I'm not able, okay, light, I'm not worthy, okay. All those thought patterns that are holding, the trauma is holding it from your subconscious. Your subconscious, yes, I don't deserve. I'm the one who is guilty. Everything, blaming you everywhere where you blamed. When you, and the pick up the subconscious belief from the society, and that trauma is holding it. Okay, light. Show me all belief system. I'm not good enough. Okay, everywhere. That was caused by trauma, reinforced by those traumas, reinforced and held by trauma. clear, light, clear. Okay. How is now?
That was powerful. I was getting, they left me for dead. There's still a little bit something there. They left you for that.
Okay, focus on your heart center and soul plexus and say, I'm so sorry they left you to die.
I'm so sorry they left you to die.
I'm so sorry you died alone.
I'm so sorry you died alone.
I'm so sorry everyone abandoned you.
I'm so sorry everyone abandoned you.
I'm so sorry even God left you to die.
I'm so sorry even God left you to die.
I'm so sorry you forget that you can heal that trauma.
I'm so sorry you forget that you can heal that trauma.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to heal it now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to heal it.
Okay, now, I'm so sorry. You don't choose to fill yourselves with divine light.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to fill yourself with divine light.
Okay, how is now?
Good.
Is anything else? How is your jaw?
May have been something when you, oh my God, good. There may have been something when you said you don't choose to, let go of this trauma.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I think I need to hold on to it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool. Thank you. You just pointed at a very important stuff. Everywhere where you believe that we have to hold on trauma, that there is something valuable in feeling pain, in suffering, in playing the role of eternal martyr, you know, everywhere where we believe mm-hmm. that we suffer enough, if we hold that trauma in our life, that we will gain, you know, some more cookies in a heaven or whatever, from all lifetimes, visions, show me that life, show me that belief. Clear. There is actually no value in trauma, in feeling the pain. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Moniba
is.
Good.
Yeah,
thank
holding
you so
good.
Much. Thank you. So
no
much.
Problem. Okay, we have another hand. Okay. Thank you. I will just mute you and unmute. Hello, Moniba. Can you unmute yourself or I will try?
Okay, there we go.
Hey,
Moniba. Hi, Gina. Thanks for the process. Beautiful. Love every minute of it.
Okay.
I've been having anxiety showing up quite bad. I can't breathe. Been to the doctor, but I think it's mm-hmm. related to my financial situation. So I was hoping you could maybe just, you know, scan
okay.
me.
Okay, just take a deep breath and feel that anxiety and say where it is in your body.
Under my bust.
In your butt.
Under my bust.
Okay. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you're afraid.
I'm so sorry you are afraid.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry that you are sad.
I'm so sorry you feel everything is falling apart.
I'm so sorry that you are feeling everything is falling apart.
I'm so sorry there is no one to save you.
I am so sorry that there is no one to save you.
Okay, I'm so sorry you're in panic.
I'm so sorry you're in panic.
Okay, let's just feel that panic. I'm so sorry the panic is stronger than you.
I'm so sorry that the panic is stronger than you.
I'm so sorry panic is not allowing you to breathe.
I am so sorry that panic is not allowing you to breathe.
I'm so sorry you were buried alive.
I'm so sorry that you were buried alive.
I'm so sorry you were locked in a box and couldn't escape.
I'm so sorry that you were locked in a box and couldn't escape.
Okay, let's bring that lifetime from all, yeah, life, everywhere where you experience extreme, yeah, that's for all of us, for all people here. Okay, life, where you were literally buried alive and you carry that shock. That trauma, a big trauma, being, you know, dying alive, being buried. Yeah. Bring that light from all our past realities and your cellular memory, your life, your mother, father's lineage. Just bring that trauma of being buried alive, being pressed, being, being tortured by, you know, pressing the body and, yeah, the torturing, pressing your body and losing your breath. Cannot breathe. And that, clear. Well, let me go through that. Okay, like my wildest agreement is that you will carry that everything value. Clear. clear, clear. Okay, light, 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 clear. Okay. Okay, wow. How is now?
Sure, I feel like I'm out of breath.
What kind of press is? Huh?
No, like racing, like I was like doing a marathon or something.
Okay, cool.
But better, yeah. Bit of dizziness. Like somebody that was, you know, racing. I was like racing, so I'm that type of out of breath.
Okay, cool. Oh.
That was big. It was huge.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and let's put the intention. Okay, just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you forget that you can release it.
I am so sorry that you forget.
Forever. Forever. Yeah. I'm so sorry you forget that your light can heal any and every trauma.
I'm so sorry that you forget that your light can heal every trauma.
Yeah. Can let's bring those peace to you and bring the peace. Yes, yes. Is now better? Yeah.
Yeah. Much more calmer.
Okay. Just relax. It will be, keep releasing. It will keep releasing. Okay. And any just to finish, subconscious, what is a belief system that is connected with that? Clear. Like the pressure of money, pressure, whatever is pressuring you, any like from of being pressured. Clear. And creating, recreating that pressure of not having many feeling pressure, having whatever feeling pressure. Clear. Anxiety not being able to breathe, something in belly. Clear. Okay. Just take a deep breath and enlighten every piece. Okay, pressure of being, okay, yes, you have every time in your world. There is no hurry. There is no need to hurry. You're on the right path. Okay. How are you feeling?
Much better. Thank you. Much calmer.
Cool. Thank you. Okay,
thank
cool.
You.
There is. Oh, no problem. There is one more hand. Hello, Gertrude. I will unmute just a second. Okay, Muniba muted herself and unmuting. Gertrude. Hello, Gertrude.
Hi, Dana. Thank you for taking my call. And thank you for this beautiful call. Lots of release also from the last caller. That was really good. Mm-hmm. During the call, I figured out what's happening with me.
Wow.
I think I'm stuck in the middle of, on the one hand, fearing staying where I am now, and on the other hand, fearing moving on and growing and thriving.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's on the, in your body. Is it on more than left side than the right side?
It's sort of in the middle in my lower chest area, solar plexus.
Yeah. Okay.
And throat.
And it's something, yes, something connected with the nurturing stuff, with the breast as well. Okay. Let's focus on your heart center and solar plexus and say, I'm so sorry. I'll check it. Just a second, please. I'm so sorry you don't feel nurtured.
I'm so sorry you don't feel nurtured.
I'm so sorry you can't fully connect with your inner guidance.
I'm so sorry you can't fully connect with your inner guidance.
I'm so sorry you cannot hear the guidance of your higher self.
I'm so sorry you cannot hear the guidance of your higher self.
I'm so sorry there is a wall that prevents you from trusting yourself.
I'm so sorry there's a wall that prevents you from trusting yourself.
I'm so sorry you carry deep disappointment in your cellular memory.
I'm so sorry you keep deep disappointment in your cellular memory.
I'm so sorry you were betrayed so many times.
I'm so sorry you were betrayed so many times.
I'm so sorry you were stabbed in the back so many times.
I'm so sorry you were stabbed in the back so many times.
I'm so sorry the one who should nurture you betrayed you.
I'm so sorry the one who should nurture you betrayed you.
Okay, let's bring those energy of betrayal and abuse and someone from all our time spent men's realities. Bring that up. Who should take care of you? You were so small and you could not take care of your family. It was not your job, but you took the role of a savior to save them, to help them, but you could not. And you feel like everywhere where you did that, and you felt like not being good enough, not deserving, and all of those frequencies, not being good enough, not being deserving, because you could not help them. Okay, light. Clear. Wow, those agreements that you will play that game, that you will be save the whole world. Just focus on your heart center and say, I'm so sorry you believe that your job is to save them.
I'm so sorry you believe that your job is to save them.
I'm so sorry you couldn't save them.
I'm so sorry you couldn't save them.
I'm so sorry you're blaming yourself for not being able to save them.
I'm so sorry you're blaming yourself for not being able to save them.
I'm so sorry you forget that you agreed to play the role of savior.
I'm so sorry you forgot that you agreed to play the role of savior.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to stop playing it now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to stop to play it. No, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Let's try that one again.
Yeah, I'm so sorry you don't choose to stop playing it now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to stop playing it now.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to trust your inner guidance.
I'm so sorry you don't choose to trust your inner guidance.
Okay, I'm so sorry miracles are not possible for you.
I'm so sorry. Miracles are not possible for you.
Okay.
I had a big hit on that last one. Not the last one, the last one before. The inner guidance one.
Okay. And everywhere where you were disconnected from your inner guidance. Light. Bring that up. What is the layers? Okay, Okay, light. Clear. And that, the energy of the savior role keeps that wall up. Okay, and everywhere where every belief system that keeps that wall up in your field, that is fear of stepping out, because if you go to be the best version of you, then you will disappoint. How can you be successful and when everybody else are not? And this belief, that negative polarity, I cannot be, I have to diminish my life to other feel, you know, better. No, it's just a belief. Okay, everywhere where you did that, where you acted from, from making yourself small to save others, you know. Mm-hmm. That's save, you know, save others, and I'm going to make myself small. I'm going to stop my being the best version of myself. Okay, and let's bring those fear of success. Okay, what will the success, fear of unknown. Okay, let's bring the fear of unknown. Fear. Yeah, it's more comfortable to be in your safe zone than to step into something what is new. Okay, light. Okay, bring those fears from all lifetime dimensions, realities, and breaking the wall of those fears and everything that keeps those fears up. Uh-huh, that is disguising that fear from resisting your path. Ah, yeah, I know that stuff. But everywhere where you resisted yourself because of the fear of being seen, of failure. Yeah, that's fear of failure that keeps you stuck. Like fear of being exposed publicly and the drama that you experience by being exposed publicly and sharing your healing gifts with people when you were like a white magician or whatever. And clear, yes, cool. Yeah, okay, light, okay, entities, okay, cool. Yeah, it's done, it's over. And everywhere where you were afraid of your own power and vow those agreements that you will never ever step in your power because there was a lifetimes when you were in your power and you did bad stuff. Okay, we all did. And when you decided that you will never allow yourself to fully shine, to use your beautiful, powerful gifts to give hand others and show them the path to success. Clear now, it's all paradigm is over. Now you're tuned, you're aware that you're serving the one divine light, the law of one. And now you're connected with your divine path. You are on divine path, and these obstacles and fears just cleared. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm yawning like crazy here. And another thing that comes up very is the fear of overwhelm.
Yeah,
is of over asking myself and not being able to handle it and just, you know, being really really that's anxious, losing myself in it, and you know, just
Okay, that's actually the core issue is embedded in this victim consciousness. Did you play the role that you wanted everyone to feel good, you know, like a balance, like a social worker in your family and with friends and something like that?
I recognize it in the sense that I always want to keep the harmony.
That's it. Yeah. And that's actually what's keeping you, keeping you overwhelmed. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's address that. Okay. Everywhere from, okay. Your child, you were a child.
Everybody happy, so there's no conflict and everything.
No, it's not your job. Okay, everywhere, particularly when you were a child, walking on eggshells, pleasing, that's it. Yeah. Light. Clear. Okay,
especially all those. With my dad.
That's it. I know that. Same situation. Okay, light. Okay, everywhere where you were not aware, and you are not aware, the secret game of the victim that you played, you could not help yourself to set up the boundaries and say no. And that's the one. And that created the overwhelm in you because you wanted to help everyone, and of course it's not possible. Actually, it is possible, however, to bring your energy back to you. Okay, light. Okay, bringing your energy back to you, your power. Okay, your power, integrating your power. okay, showing you, your higher self is now showing you your boundaries, that you have right to say no. Okay, surround yourself with the boundaries, yes, 12, the shield. Okay, inner peace. Okay, being in control, knowing that you are in control of your outer circumstances. Okay, you can create peace, you can create anything, and you your job is to take on yourself, only on yourself.
Focus. Do it in a more yourself. Healthy way.
Yeah, on yourself. Simply that, because when you are happy, then everyone else are happy. Yes, and you're expanding. Cool. How are you feel now?
I feel much clearer. Literally, okay. Like I can, like what I see is more clear, and there's more space in my chest. So yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's nice. Okay.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
No problem. No problem. We are going to wrap up now, and with a intention. Okay. Creating a magic ball intention. So, I want that everyone experience beautiful, fabulous miracles in their lives. We are in harmony with ourselves. We are free. We are aware of our own boundaries. We respect our values. We live according the law of one light. We are fully connected with our higher selves. We know to listen guidance from our heart, and the miracles are new normal. Money is coming in our life unexpectedly, in abundance, in joy. We live our lives every second in our life in joy, in peace, in harmony, and having tremendous fabulous fun. Thank you, people. Thank you. Okay, thank you one more time, and I'm saying you bye-bye.